This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on rewriting the rules. The AFL-CIO has already begun the process of vetting potential presidential candidates, offering the opportunity to any of the score that has an interest in coming by, which so far means all the Democrats and Republican ex-Arkansas governor and current TV commentator Mike Huckabee. Interestingly, Rich Trumpke has indicated that the AFL's key benchmark flows from a new report spearheaded by Nobel laureate economist Joseph Stiglitz of Roosevelt University with the input of a host of others. The report is called Rewriting the Rules, so let's take a look at its proposals. Not surprisingly, Trumpke and the House of Labor are no doubt pleased to see the ringing endorsement of expanded labor rights and promotion of collective bargaining as important principles to reestablish in the economy. The clearest proposal in this area recommended that the federal government add conditions not only to governmental subcontracts, but to development grants to protect and advance union protections and bargaining. The rest was predictable. The point of the report is that the rules matter. No rules, which is what the long desert of deregulation in so many sectors produced, tilted the economy to the 1% and allowed Wall Street and other cowboys to herd us into the Great Recession. Remember, it wasn't just no rules, but bad rules, which is the point here too. Rewriting the rules is an argument that in order to rebalance the economy and its myriad winners and losers, our politicians and the government need to put new regulations in place that would allow us to prosper and do so more equitably. Perhaps most interesting were the recommendations for reforming the financial sector, because this is right in the wheelhouse for Stiglitz and many of his helpers. In Too Big to Fail, by imposing additional capital surcharges on systemically risky financial institutions and breaking up firms that cannot produce credible living wills. Better regulate the shadow banking sector. Bring greater transparency to all financial markets by requiring all alternative asset managers to publicly disclose holdings, returns, and fee structures. Reduce credit and debit card fees through improved regulation of card providers and enhanced competition. Enforce existing rules with stricter penalties for companies and corporate officials that break the law. Reform the Federal Reserve governance to reduce conflicts of interest and institute more open and accountable elections. Some of those recommendations would make a difference, particularly impacting on banking and credit access and affordability. The report also takes some clear shots at what is needed to rein in the quick buck artist of business for the protection of the economy and the public. One, restructure CEO pay by closing the performance pay tax loophole and increasing transparency on the size of compensation packages relative to performance and median work and pay and on the dilution as a result of grants of stock options. Two, enact a financial transaction tax to reduce short-term trading and encourage more productive long-term investment. Three, empower long-term stakeholders through the tax code, the use of so-called loyalty shares, and the greater accountability for managers of retirement funds. I wouldn't hold my breath about any of this, but it is reassuring that labor, at least, is asking the right questions and pointing the way to some hard decisions and clear policies. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.